Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we commit this day to you, and I thank you that you just establish our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you are the potter and we are the clay. Thank you that we were predestined in you. You got all the right ideas, and I just thank you you've taken hold of our lives in the death, burial, and resurrection, so that we can be the bride, the body, the church, the called out ones. So thank you. Thank you for understanding and encouragement this morning and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26 to 30. Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you broadcast the death of the Lord until he comes. This is why those who eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord inappropriately will be guilty of the Lord's body and blood. Each individual should test himself or herself and eat from the bread and drink from the cup in that way. Those who eat and drink without correctly understanding the body are eating and drinking their own judgment. Because of this, many of you are weak and sick, and quite a few have died.
Hallelujah. So we see the importance of judging correctly and waking up to the body, what the body represents. And it's so beautiful. And we've got to test the word. I mean, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. What does the word say? Now, we see in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, that God the Father is blessed because he's given to us everything now in Christ Jesus. Now, why has everything been given? Why is everything available? Because it goes on in verse 4. Because this is the original intention, and God doesn't change his mind. So this is the intention till the end, till the fullness of the kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. He says, because he predestined us in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the earth, to be holy and blameless in him, in love. So that is the intention. Amen. God always had godly man in mind, in the image and likeness of his son, Jesus. So the body, the full picture of the favor of God for each and every one of us, as the ones that Jesus says he's not ashamed to call us brethren, brothers, and for us individually and for the whole body, we are predestined in Christ. And then we know the deception. Man, Adam, chose to not look to Jesus, not look to the Father, not look to the favor and the provision, and they were deceived, and then the fall came. But praise God, God so loved the world, he sent his son. Amen. And he came in a body. And he didn't come as a big shot like Adam, fully blown. He came as a baby, growing into a young man, the word of God abiding in him, and him overcoming the wicked one, and into a son being led by the Spirit. And then ultimately, he gave his body for us. He gave his body, and that body was moved by the life that was in the body, the blood. And so it was fully given for us so that we can now come out of darkness, look to the Lord, hearing from the Father, being led by the Spirit in the kingdom. So the reality of the goodness of God is here, and we are his bride, which is his body, which is his church. And the fullness, it says that his body will fill all in all. And now we need to take on that attitude. There's no room for disobedience. There's no room for sin. There is no room for darkness and deception and the sons of disobedience. So now when you're looking into the word, you're drawing close to the Lord, you're looking to the head. The Bible actually says you grow into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4, I think it's verse 13 or 14. And then it goes on, he says, and then we mature. We're not babies any longer. And that's what the Lord is looking for. So discern the body. You come from a God that knows exactly what he's wanting to do. And he's made everything available for you. And you need to now just stay looking, stay hearing, and staying being obedient on a daily basis. Amen. Take up the cross daily. So the wonderful encouragement this morning is we were made to be children of the living God, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, being obedient to Jesus, and so fulfilling and being a blessing to the Father's heart. So I'm going to be sharing that scripture where Jesus points out that unless he falls into the ground, that his body gets broken, his blood is poured out, because once that has happened, he will, and he has taken up all authority, and he will have all authority in your life when you are obedient, you understand where you come from, you understand where you're going to, and you're looking to light, you're looking to love, you're looking to mercy that triumphs over judgment. And so you're in the right place, not to be weak and sick and even asleep and even some dead. We there to be alive, awake, on fire for the Messiah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.